The Traveler's Journal, May 11th, with some resources for traveling pet owners. Travel always involves extra planning for people who own pets. Take them along or leave them at home. A survey by the American Animal Hospital Association found travelers split on the answer. 53% want to bring their furry friends. 47% prefer to go alone. Either way, special arrangements are required. If traveling by plane, most small pets can fly with you in the cabin, if its carrier fits under a seat. If not, the animal must travel in the baggage compartment, usually for an extra charge of about $50. But know the airlines always reserve the right to refuse pets, especially during extreme weather conditions, so call before departure. Traveling by car is less complicated, but many hotels don't permit animals in their rooms. Others will, and some even have special facilities for animals. Heather Walters has written several Take Your Pet Along guidebooks detailing pet-friendly hotels, restaurants, and attractions. A bi-monthly newsletter, Dog Gone, is dedicated to giving pet owners insights and information. The American Animal Hospital Association is also a good resource. Kennels are the main choice for travelers who prefer to leave their pets at home. The website of the American Boarding Kennel Association lists its members. In-home care is another popular option, especially for cats. The National Association of Professional Pet Sitters has a referral service of its 1,500 members. For information on any of these options, check our website, www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.